Savitri, Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 6, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life, page 195. Alone the God-given him escapes her art that came with her from her spiritual home, but stopped halfway and failed, a silent word, awake in some deep pause of waiting worlds. A murmur suspended in eternity's hush, but no breath comes from the supernal peace. A sumptuous interlude occupies the ear, and the heart listens, and the soul consents. An evanescent music it repeats, wasting on transience time's eternity. A tremolo of the voices of the hours, oblivious, screens the high intended theme. The self-embodying spirit came to play on the vast clavichord of nature force. Only a mighty murmur here and there of the eternal word, the blissful voice, or beauty's touch transfiguring heart and sense, a wandering splendor and a mystic cry recalls the strength and sweetness heard no more. Here is the gap. Here stops or sinks life's force. This deficit paupers the magician's skill. This want makes all the rest seem thin and bare. A half sight draws the horizon of her acts. Her depths remember what she came to do. But the mind has forgotten, or the heart mistakes. In nature's endless lines is lost the God. In knowledge to sum up omniscience, in action to erect the omnipotent, to create her creator here, was her heart's conceit, to invade the cosmic scene with utter God. Toiling to transform the still, far absolute into an all-fulfilling epiphany, into an utterance of the ineffable. She would bring the glory here of the absolute's force, change poise into rhythm, into creation's rhythmic swing, marry with a sky of calm, a sea of bliss, a fire to call eternity into time, make body's joy as vivid as the soul's. Earth she would lift to neighborhood with heaven, labor's life to equate with the supreme, and reconcile the eternal and the abyss. Her pragmatism of the transcendent truth fills silence with the voices of the gods. But in the cry, the single voice is lost. For nature's vision climbs beyond her acts. A life of gods in heaven she sees above. A demigod emerging from an ape is all she can in our mortal element. Here, the half-god, the half-titan are her peak. This greater life wavers twixt earth and sky. A poignant paradox pursues her dreams. Her hooded energy moves an ignorant world to look for a joy her own strong clasp puts off. In her embrace, it cannot turn to its source immense her power, endless her act's vast drive. Astray is its significance, and lost. Although she carries in her secret breast the law and journeying curve of all things born, her knowledge partial seems, her purpose small. On a soil of yearning tread her sumptuous hours. A leaden nescience weighs the wings of thought. Her power oppresses the being with its garbs. Her actions prison its immortal gaze. A sense of limit haunts her masteries, and nowhere is assured content or peace. For all the depth and beauty of her work, a wisdom lacks that sets the spirit free. An old and faded charm had now her face, and palled for him her quick and curious lore. His wide soul asked a deeper joy than hers.